violence may intensify as election results in Haiti are announced. Christians are receiving a positive response to their presence in Burma, and a new study Bible is being released in East Asia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. December 7th is a day that may create another crisis for the beleaguered nation of Haiti. That's the date the election results are expected to be announced. Already, there have been riots claiming election fraud. President of Christian World Outreach, Dean Yoder, says they have work all over Haiti and it's being affected.
It is unsafe for most people because of the violence in the streets. So it has affected the ministry because some people are afraid to go out.
On top of their ministry to kids and churches, CWO is helping tent city victims.
Statistics show that young girls living in tent cities between the ages 13 and 20, over 50% of them are pregnant due to rape and gang violence.
They're teaching 25 women a vocation so they can care for their new babies. They're also hearing the gospel.
One of the things they have to do to be a part of the program is attend a weekly Bible study. Many of them are accepting the Lord.
$80 a month helps a tent city victim. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, cholera has been another point of protest in Haiti over the past few months. But now, faster than outrage or even cholera can spread, fear is sweeping the nation. Ron Sparks with Baptist Haiti Mission says fear of violence and illness have directly affected local churches.
On Sunday, the attendance at church was about a third of what it normally is. And this is sad because it's a reflection of the fear that people have of going out, be it because of violence or be it because of cholera.
Scared and desperate for help, many Haitians are turning to false spirits as well.
This sets the stage for the other false religions to flare up, as they've been recently hearing more of the voodoo drums at night, and people become victims to these false religions and false hope that's out there, and especially prevalent in areas like Haiti.
Church leadership is setting the example for peace found in Christ, and they continue to reach out. Pray that others will set their eyes on the Lord. You're listening to Mission Network News. Evangelist Sammy Tippett just hosted two pastors' conferences in India's Tamil Nadu state. While people have been more open to the gospel than ever before, harassment and persecution have risen steadily, too. Nearly 2,000 pastors attended and found the encouragement they needed. God began moving through the difficulties in these men's lives and brought about humility with one another. Tippett says pray and watch for revival to break out. Meanwhile, AMG International has seen a remarkable change in response to their presence since 2008, when national co-workers responded to the devastation of Cyclone Nargis in Burma. Partners have held open-air meetings, entered the prisons, and built new churches. As they engage in evangelism and use radio to make Christ known, ask God to put a hedge of protection around their partners. Pray many Burmese will also come to know Jesus. There's more at our website. And Biblica attacks every project they attempt with the same finely honed focus of providing access to God's Word. Rich Blanco says that they want to help believers to get a deeper understanding of Scripture. Well, after 8 years of work, their team just released the Thai NIV Study Bible. It was the logical next step.
In some cases, pastors who are called to lead a congregation have very little training, and this study Bible becomes their seminary in one volume. So it becomes a critical resource for them to lead a congregation and to teach and preach.
What's exciting is it's one of the first study Bibles available in the Thai language, providing more than 20 million Thai speakers an opportunity to connect with Scripture.
Some of the features of the Thai NIV Study Bible include character profiles, introductions and outlines to the books, and valuable background information of each book, maps, charts, illustrations, even a concordance.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet few people know much about it. Vision Beyond Borders is making available an incredible DVD documentary and associated prayer guide to help you pray more effectively. Get these free resources, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.